Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo Ramsey. Let's dive in. If you love adventure, you're going to love this conversation. Today, I'm so excited to have my friend and fellow entrepreneur, Kelly Abunda, on the show. Let me tell you a little bit more about Kelly. Kelly has successfully navigated major pivots in her life. In 2016, she quit her senior-level corporate job to pursue a lifelong dream of traveling the world solo. This magical season was only supposed to be 3 months, but turned into 3 years and 23 countries around the world. Beyond the adventures and connections, she made huge internal transformations. Most notably, she committed to stay out of hustle mode and instead live life according to her biggest values: community, adventure, and freedom. Kelly now helps others get out of hustle mode and design their own detour. She also runs Biz Bestie Lounge, a community for female entrepreneurs that helps them get out of overthinking and into powerful action. Let's dive in to my interview with Kelly. Kelly, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm so glad I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, since this podcast is all about painting your path and the journey of life that we are all on, how about if we start from way, way back, like back to childhood? Did you know what you wanted to be when you grew up, Kelly?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think I probably thought I knew what I wanted to be, but certainly what I can remember in the earliest time is that I wanted to be an astronaut. And
oh,
then,
you
know, it's like in the time of like when Sally Ride, when the teacher was going to go
yes.
up in space, and there was a really big push, I think, for the space program back then. So I wanted to be an astronaut or a nurse. And I, you know, that's what I was thinking way back when. And obviously I'm not doing either one of those things and happy that I'm not, but those were the earliest things that I can remember.
Oh, I love it. Well, let's fast forward to before you started working for yourself. I would also love to hear just what was your career journey like?
Yeah, so a lot like a lot of my life, it took a lot of twists and turns, and I didn't stay on one path any time really in my adult life. But I had a series of careers that were in both the nonprofit sector and the for-profit corporate world. And so that it took me in all kinds of iterations. So I worked for Fortune 500 companies. I worked for local churches. I worked for nonprofit organizations. I worked for corporations that weren't like big, huge corporations. So I've had a lot of variety along the way. My last time where I was an employee for another company, I was in Los Angeles and I had been living in LA for, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years at that point. And was working for a corporation that was providing education benefits. And I was in the senior leadership staff there and leading a great team and doing really great work. And then something shifted in a really good way. So,
Yes. And I can relate so much to your story of pivoting. And for me, it was just trying to figure out, well, what is it that I really want to be doing? Although I kind of knew as a kid, I loved art and I loved helping people. And so that's what I tried to really bring out in the jobs that I had. But things shifted for me, like you said, too. And when we met in 2020, that's what I remember about you, was being that person who embraces pivots, who does the next iteration. And that's what I really, really connected with you on. And your story, I know a little bit about your story, and I would love if we could take it to, okay, so you said, okay, last day job, peace out. Can you tell us about your next journey?
Yeah, for sure. It was certainly a highlight in my life and something that I think if you had told little Kelly, who wanted to be a nurse or astronaut, about it, she would have been like, that's not even possible. People don't do that. Like, that's not a thing. But what I did, I was on that path and, checking all the boxes of what I should be doing in my life. I had a great career, a really great social network. I was involved in a lot of community organizations. Life looked good on the outside, but on the inside, I had this restlessness of there's something missing for me. And I was going toward the next goal that I should do in that season of my life, which I thought was, oh, I should buy a house. And in that season, what I did is I stopped and I said, wait, I want to think about not just that goal, because it's a good goal. Like, it's a responsible, good, financially sound thing to do. But let me think about what life looks like after that goal. And is that a life that I want? And as you know, the housing market in Los Angeles is really crazy. And as a single person, what I envisioned after that goal would be a life that really had me chained to this job that was a good job, but I wasn't really loving it. But I would have felt like I can't give up the salary. I can't give up these benefits because now I've got this mortgage. And it just all of a sudden felt like, hold on, time out. I'm not building the life that I want. I'm building the life that I think I'm supposed to build. And if it's not working, the only person who can change it is me. So now the question is, what do I really want to do? Like, what would light me up and feels like impossible, but I want to make it possible. And so I decided that I was going to quit this really great job and travel the world. And so I made this plan. I quit my job. I gave my notice. And I decided I was going to go traveling around the world for 3 months by myself with very little structure or plan, which is how I love to travel because I feel like I find the biggest magic when that happens. And what happened is I got on the road and was in these other countries. Things started happening, magical connections happened. I met people, they invited me to do things. I was loving that life so much that I came back to LA. Got rid of my apartment, gave away my car, got rid of almost all of my stuff, and hit the road again and spent almost 3.5 years traveling around the world just by myself, letting things happen as they went. And it was so incredible. And I learned a ton, not just about myself, but about people and what I really wanted in this life, and came to terms with that was not the things that I always thought I should want. So then I had another decision to make at the end of that time. But that was that big journey that took me out of the day job track.
Wow. And I love that. 3 months turned into 3 years. And I would love for you to share, just can you share a magical moment from any time abroad, and maybe like an aha moment that you had about this fun, exciting experience you were having?
Yeah, there are so many really fun things that happen, but there's a couple of, I'll just share a couple of instances because they happened a lot during this trip. Eventually, I'll write a book about it and have them all in there. But excuse me, the two things that I think about, there was one day where I was in New Zealand and I had found a way to navigate around New Zealand for very little money, which was by relocating RVs. And so basically what would happen is you'd sign up and for like $10 a day, you'd get to drive this RV from one location to another and then drop it off. So in New Zealand, you can stop that RV anywhere and it's got its own kitchen and shower and bathroom and stuff inside. So that was like my housing. I could cook my meals, I could do whatever, and then get to see the country. And so I was driving between two locations and I had known about this really beautiful spot and thought, oh, I should try to maybe stop there. But in my head, I kept thinking about what was happening next and what was my next thing going to be and where was I going to stop and what was I going to do, and thinking about all of that, I literally drove right past the biggest mountain in the South Island of New Zealand and didn't even notice it because I was so focused on what's happening next. And that was such an aha moment. I literally, when I realized it, I pulled the RV over and I was like, Kelly, this is the pattern you get into in your life, that you are so focused on what's happening next, you aren't even appreciating what's happening right now. And that was such a powerful, like, aha for me in that moment. And I thought, how different will this be If I allow myself to enjoy what is, to celebrate what is, to have gratitude for what is, to be present in this moment, rather than always trying to plot out what's happening next and getting stressed out about something I probably don't even need to stress about. So that was a really big, like, aha moment. I almost drove past this really incredible thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because I was so focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that happens to so many of us. Either we get entangled with the past, or we're so goal oriented or future looking that mm-hmm. we do a lot of times miss what's going on right here, right now. And I'm curious to know, how did you start to develop that muscle, Kelly? Because I mm-hmm. think it really, especially for achievers, it is, mm-hmm. it's hard sometimes to just slow it down.
Yeah, it's really hard. And I still have to practice it. I'm better now at coming into the present than I once was. But I think, you know, I think sometimes in our world today, especially with our social media, Instagram, you know, how we see the best versions of people, we can think like, oh, they really have it mastered. They nail it, and they never get it wrong, and they never have the problem that I'm having, and they figured it all out. And the reality is, I don't think that's true for anybody, that they've always got it figured out, but it's a practice. And so that moment was like the first time that I got really aware. Like, I had been to like yoga classes or thinking about meditation where they talk about it, but I think that was the first time I felt like, ooh, I understand in my body, I'm embodying what this means to be present. And so that's really where I'll come back to now. Like, if I find myself like regretting something from the past or stressing out about what's to come, being like, okay, hold on, let me come back into the present. And I start that just by thinking about like, how do I, like, what's happening right now? Let me think about breathing. How does it feel yes. when the air comes in? Like, literally, what is happening right now and how do I feel? And then I move into having gratitude about what's happening now. And then with gratitude, the other thing that has really helped me is to not just like think it and say it, but just try to feel that. Mm-hmm. So not just to be like, oh, I'm so grateful I have this space and these plants, but to be like, okay, well, how do those plants make me feel? They make me feel like there's life and there's joy. Okay, how does life and joy feel? Oh, that feels good. And then there's a different level versus just saying the words.
Yes, I love that. Saying it is one level. And then I love how you said taking it deeper into the body and really feeling it. And I feel like that's also the magic when we talk about manifestation. Yeah, you can say all the things and it you really break through another barrier when you can really tune in and feel it within. So thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. And so, okay. So you were out having this wonderful adventure for 3 years. And then it sounds like that chapter came to a close and it was time to shift and pivot and maybe evolve to the next thing. So can you let us know about that?
Yeah. So one of the other really big discoveries that I had in that season was letting magic happen and trusting that what seemed impossible was actually possible. So I found in that travel time that when I would come into a situation and expect good things, often that's what happened. Like, I really thankfully didn't have very many really negative experiences. And I met generous people with great hearts and warm souls and wanting to connect both travelers and local people wherever I was. And the message that came clear for me in that was that magic happens at the intersection of planning and leaping. So you can plan all day and never take action. You're not going to have the magic. You can take a bunch of action without any kind of thought around it, and maybe it's going to feel like you can't get very far. So that intersection, and I came back and I was like, okay, I have a choice. I could go back to that really safe, secure life where I have a guaranteed paycheck and benefits and all the things are aligned for me. And it tells me exactly how to succeed. You know, you get a job description at a job and it tells you, here's what the expectation is. If you do this, you do well, right? And if you have bonuses or whatever, like, things are really well laid out in that scenario. When you go into entrepreneurship, that's not the case. There is no, and as an achiever, as somebody who has been used to my entire life, I'm the A student, I'm getting the, you know, I'm doing more than everybody else. I'm the best at it. I'm getting accolades. Like, that's who I've been. That was a really scary decision, but I knew that the deeper part of me did not really want to go back to the structure of working for somebody else. And so I was like, okay, if I've seen magic happen in this season of travel, I have to trust that magic's going to happen in this next season where I want to build a business and help other people not feel like they're stuck in a life that they don't really want to be living. So I started taking action and created my own business called Design Your Detour and started figuring out how to make that work. And there were a lot of pain points in that. From building a business too, that there's so much to figure out. You know, we can be passionate about helping people, and then there's all these other layers that come with, okay, but how do you get to the people? How do you get to the people who need you?
Yes. Yeah. And I think it was in that season that you and I connected. And I just have to share, I met Kelly in the height of the pandemic, and she had the fortitude to put this community together. And it was all about creating resources to help people during the pandemic, mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul. And I just want to share, because I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but you really helped me during that time, because as we have talked, you know, in the past and currently, just, I was like, it's time to shift out of my 9-to-5, and really seeing you as an example of somebody who did it, who's succeeding, who's just going with what feels good, like you said earlier, and being part of your community for that project really opened me up a lot, and creating a course for that community really was helped me set myself into really moving forward into the entrepreneurial path. So thank you, Kelly, for putting that community together.
Oh, that is so, like, that makes me feel so great. I'm going to have I'll be on a high for the rest of the day just thinking about that. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for saying yes when that opportunity came. And I think that community is another really great example of sometimes the thing that you think is the intention of something happening, it takes a turn. You know, that community, we had this big vision of what was going to happen and how many people were going to help and where it was going to go. And that part didn't happen. But what you've said, I have heard from so many people who are part of that community, that it gave us in that space, other entrepreneurs, a space to, number one, feel like seen, heard, safe, to connect with other people, but then also like a little challenge to take the next step forward, because lots of people who were in that community had never recorded a course before. And it was the first time like to do it. And I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had like super unrealistic expectations and people met them. It was crazy. Yeah. How quickly people were like, okay, I'm going to do this and put something together and make it happen. And the things that have happened as a result of that, it's a great reminder of like, say yes when an opportunity comes and it feels like aligned. Cause you don't know, Yes. The results may not be the thing that you're hoping or expecting for, but maybe something even better or greater. Because yeah. That like would have been awesome for that to be like, oh, this is a $1 million idea, whatever, whatever. But also like me as a leader and my soul, it means so much more to be like, oh, an individual person or a group of people were able to now take this and do something even greater for themselves. Like that's
yeah.
Yeah. That's success.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. And to me, it just, as you were talking, just made me think of, you know, that intersection of planning and letting the magic happen and just taking that action. And so, yeah. It was, and I'm still in touch with so many of the people from that project. So yeah,
such
well
a powerful
done,
group
Kelly.
Of people. Such a yes. powerful, listen, that was, it's another thing too about it. Like, yes, I was doing my part. Like I was putting the word out there, making invitations, setting expectations, leading a team. I was doing those things, but also trusting, like the people that came were such high caliber people. And, you know, I look back and I think that's not because I did something really special. I was giving an opportunity, but the people who said yes, again, I think it's setting up the expectation of, I expect that when I put effort forward, these are the kind of people that I'm attracting. They're going to be yes. the kind of people that are like, yes, these are the badass people that I would love to be like having coffee with and talking about life with. And, you know, it's not just like oh, some random person came along and they're kind of like, whatever. No, like solid, good, amazing people.
Yes. And with that, let's transition to where you are now. So tell us what you are currently passionate about and what is on the horizon for you.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for that question. I, as always, I mean, I think I've learned a lot more about myself along this entrepreneur path as well. But in human design, if anybody's familiar with that, I'm a manifesting generator. And that means
Me
like
too.
that you are too, right? So you have ideas all the time and there's all kinds of like sparks of, you know, I'm really excited. Squirrel, squirrel. And I've also been diagnosed with ADHD. So like all of these things together. But learning to embrace those things. So here is what I'm really excited about. And it's another thing that has birthed out of the difficulties and the pain that I've had in this entrepreneurial journey. And so I couldn't put my finger on what was missing for me, but I've had support and, you know, accountability and like peers everywhere I go. Like I've connected with people in that way. But I always, as a solo entrepreneur, would come back to this space of like, man, there's so many decisions to make. I'd get overwhelmed. I would overthink. I would get into perfectionism, feel like I don't know which thing to decide about. Like, oh, I need to pick brand colors. What do I decide? Oh, I'm thinking about this new program. What do I call it? Or what should my pricing be? And then just like it's so many small things, wishing that I had trustworthy people to look at it and give me genuine input and feedback, so that I could feel better about the choices that I was making and not get stuck. And so earlier this year, I had been meeting with some accountability folks. We were meeting and I said, hey, listen, I so appreciate what we've been doing. And I appreciate that we've got this space where we can hold each other accountable. I'm wishing for something a little bit greater. And here's what I would love. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I shared this idea and they were like, ooh, we need that too. So we started doing laser sessions. So each person would show up to those sessions and we would focus just on their business, whatever they were struggling with or needed advice about or thoughts around, we would help them in that space. And each of us have found that this created so much momentum for us. It helped our confidence levels. It helped our programs get off the ground faster. And it has been a game changer. So I started thinking how I know that so many of us in this solo entrepreneur space have these struggles. You know, we're trying to figure out so much, like I referred to earlier. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of decisions to make. And like you don't want to go out and hire people for everything that you want to get done, right? You don't want to be like, oh, well, I want to hire that coach so I can learn more about Instagram. I want to hire this coach to do the, like you, it's overwhelming to think about that too. So this kind of space is a way to have expertise. You know, I've learned things, you've learned things, other entrepreneurs have learned things. What if we can brain share all of that? So here is the thing that I am launching. It's called the Biz Bestie Lounge. And it's for female entrepreneurs. So if you have been running your business for 6 months or more, even if as a side hustle, and you wish that you had a space like this where you could come and say, okay, I really need some input. I need some feedback. My mindset needs some shifting. I about this one particular thing. And so we have weekly calls that people show up to. They've got a worksheet that they can work through so they know exactly what it is that they're asking for in that space. And then they break into bestie pods where other entrepreneurs can then speak into whatever their pain point is at that moment and help them get through it. And then we roundtable it so that person can now help the other people. Because one of the things I've surely seen, and I imagine, Clarissa, that you've experienced this a bunch too, I could look at where you're stuck and think of 1,000 solutions. But then on
Oh,
my own, I'll
yes.
be like, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I could look at hers and be like, I have a lot of ideas, but for mine, I don't know. Right.
My gosh, completely, completely. We're so in our jar, we can't see the label, right?
That's exactly it. You can't read the label from inside the jar. And it's so common. And so this is a way to be like, again, the people that this attracts are women who are like, I love encouraging other people. I love sharing what I've learned so that other people don't struggle. I love all of that. So this is a give and take. It's not just I show up and I receive, but I also get to give. And that I love that model because this is so true. Like when you're inside the jar, you can't read the label and we get like in this bubble of like, we make things more complicated than they need to be. We overthink things. And somebody from the outside is like, no, here's a simple way. What if you just do these two things? And also, like, that's a great idea. You should do that. I can't tell you how many good ideas I've probably left on the side of the road because I got too in my own head about it. So, yeah. So I'm, this is, this community is going to be so powerful. And I just, I know that this is a resource. I know I wish I would have had this, you know, my entire journey. And so I can't wait to hear the stories of all the women who are like, this helped me not get in my own way. It helped my business grow faster. It helped me to know I had support wherever I was. And, you know, they can show up at every call. They could show up once a month, whatever is working for them. And then whoever's there is going to work with each other to keep things moving forward.
I love that. And we'll definitely have the link so you can learn more about Kelly's group in the show notes. And as we are winding down, Kelly, would love to just ask you one last question. Well, actually, not quite last question, but the name of this podcast is Painting Your Path. And I would love to hear, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And I can only imagine the breadth of answers that you've had over the time that you've been doing the podcast. So for me, painting my path has really been a lot about learning to trust my intuitive self, because a lot of the changes that I've made, even before I had the awareness of this, like all these changes I've made previously in my life, you know, my very first job out of college was working in sales for a Fortune 500 company, a job not many people who are new college graduates had a company car, like an expense account. I had a lot of freedom in what I was doing. And even back then, before I had all this awareness about like intuition and like following your soul, back then I left that job to go do ministry work. But I always carried with me this like heaviness around, but was that the right thing? Even though life works out, I think I always felt a guilt that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to and that that was a heavy thing. And so for me, painting my path is about like really trusting that I'm going to make the best choice, at least the best choice that I could make in that moment. You know, we can all look back and, you know, what we know 10 years later, we didn't know 10 years ago. So we make the best choice that we can and then enjoying the process. So having fun while you're doing the painting. So not just like, I've got to get to the destination, like that thing, like when I was in New Zealand. Don't just think like, what's the destination, but am I having fun along the way? And if we're doing those things, like life is good. Life is good.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And thanks for that reminder to have fun. And I also like to say, and let it be easy. And I know it's tough, like you said, we get in our own head about ourselves, but if we can just, like you also said earlier, tune into our body and, you know, just reset. So thank you so much. And so here's my last question. So for people who want to connect with you more, what is the best place and best way for them to do that, Kelly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I the best way is on Instagram. So I'm just right now under Kelly Abanda, so my name. So just connect with me there, send me a DM, say you know you heard this podcast and you want to connect because you have a specific question or you want to know more about Biz Bestie Lounge or you're in that space of feeling like, yeah, I don't love my life. What do I do? We can have a conversation about that. So yeah, DM me on Instagram is the best way.
Awesome. And thank you again, Kelly, for being with me here today.
Thank you for having me. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Ditto. Love what you're up to, too. That is so exciting for the Biz Bestie Lounge. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.
Oh my goodness, I just could talk to Kelly all day, and here are some of our takeaways. Ask, what do I really want? Stop thinking of the next thing that takes you out of right now and the present moment. Celebrate what is. Feel gratitude, not just say it. Let the magic unfold at the intersection of planning and leaping. Say yes to aligned opportunities and trust your intuition. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I'll see you next time on Painting Your Path. Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. It's called From Employee to Creative Entrepreneur. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.